Now that QCast is not working very well anymore, at least for me and several other people I know, does anybody know of a good Windows or web-based podcatcher?
In Windows, I still find that accessible podcatcher from WebIE still works for the most part, yeah. And that's a freebie.
What was the other platform you're looking for?
Web-based.
There's something called Himalaya, which is web-based.
Okay.
I find it a little bit primitive. It's new on the market, but I think since it's still hot in development, if you find anything that doesn't work, they'd be open to hearing about it.
Okay.
I have Office 365, and this just started, and I used Outlook. And this just started to happen a while ago. Every now and then this thing pops up and wants me to enter my password for, you know, Microsoft Office or whatever. It never happened before. Is this some new update or is this some kind of, I mean, I haven't filled it in because it's not like I'm getting my email and everything, but I just didn't know if anybody heard of this.
Jim, you said it's Office 365 or is it Office 2019? What?
Well, it's that thing that it updates itself all the time, I think. You know, you just rent it.
So it's Office 365, yeah. I think sometimes what will happen is that if you do not log into your Office account periodically, you'll ask you to do it while you're in Outlook. But like you said, it really doesn't stop anything from working.
No, I mean, I just didn't know. I didn't know if it was some kind of spam deal or something.
I would probably not. I mean, if it legitimately says, you know, office.com, one of the things you could do to make sure that it is legitimate is just, you know, escape out of that dialogue. Then go into the ribbons, you know, do like Alt-F and go up to where it says account.
And you can enter it in there.
Then you know it's the right place to enter it. That's a safer way of doing it here.
In the calendar, to search for something, I used to just do, Control-E, I think, and type in a search and press Enter. But then nothing was coming up today, and I couldn't figure out if there was some other setting. I looked at, you know, answers online and said, make sure the filter is set right. Well, I don't know where it's any filter or what that's about. Do you know anything about that?
Jerry, didn't you have that issue one time?
I use the F3.
That's what I do as well.
And for a long time, I was having trouble getting to the list of entries that it found. But that seems to work okay now, so.
Yeah, I can see well enough to see if there's any entries. I can't read them, but there's no entries coming up. And, I searched for, stuff like ViBug meeting that should be there, and nothing was seemed to be happening. I just didn't know if there was. I think there's just some other thing I'm missing, but I'm not sure what it is.
What happens if you shut down the calendar and then restart it? Does it clear out?
Well, I've restarted it every now and then, but I don't know.
So what does F3 do, Jerry?
Brings up a search box.
Oh, the same as Control E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if Control E works from within Outlook or the calendar. I'm not sure.
It seems to. It brings up the box, and you can type something in there, but then search didn't seem to, and I didn't know if I was just searching in a limited place by mistake or something.
After many years, I finally lost my cell phone. Somebody found it. I got it back, but the back cover is missing, and of course, you can't order parts for this phone. In fact, I can't even order another phone if things are that old. So it's time to think about moving up. Comcast has a deal where if you buy internet service from them, they give you free cell phone service. You have to buy the handset through them, and they only sell new ones. I know you all love iPhones. The cheapest iPhone they offer is an iPhone 7 for $450. You get unlimited voice and text and a small amount of data, which they tell me would be plenty enough for what I want to do. If you go over it, you pay $10 for a gigabyte, something like that. Does anybody have an experience using this system? And the next question is, of all the apps that I've seen demonstrated here over the past years, which one of them is not going to work on an iPhone 7? Is it too old to be not considered, or is it good enough for what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
The only app I want is, when is the bus coming?
And really, it doesn't much matter what you want to do. An iPhone 7 is perfectly adequate for almost everything.
Has anyone tried this service? Because you hear it advertised all the time. You know, what carrier is it using?
It's on the Verizon towers is what they're using.
Okay.
If I have to make a switch, what am I switching to?
Okay, I don't have that service myself. I have known people who have had it.
I'd be very careful to read the fine print. From my understanding, the overage charges are fairly high in that regard. And usually when you hear someone say something like free something, meaning that they're including it in the package deal, there's a back-end charge that you get hit by, and usually that's the overage charges. Yeah. Just be clear about how much they're going to charge you if you go over.
They give you 2 years to pay off the phone, and you know if you leave, you have to pay for the rest of the phone. I get that.
Not so much the phone itself, but you know, as far as like minutes and data, definitely your data. That's the one that's usually the big hit. Yeah.
If you go over the data?
I think they give you 100 megs or something. And I asked the guy, and he said you can watch like 4 Netflix movies before you use up that free block of data that they give you. And I get that it's going to get expensive after that, but I don't see myself using a whole lot of data.
If you don't use a lot of data, it may be a good idea for you. One thing you could do is that if you're at home, you could obviously connect to Wi-Fi, or if you had a Wi-Fi access point. You could also turn off cellular data when you're away from your...
Do you use GPS? Because doesn't that use data?
It does. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background, too. Like if
you never know. Yeah. Especially with an iPhone. You really don't know what's going on.
So I've heard people say that they really want an iPhone with a home button. So I'm assuming iPhone 7 still has a home button.
Yeah. It does have a home button, yeah.
The 7 and the 8 have a home button. Well, up to the 8 has the home button.
No, but you'll be fine with the 7, Jeff, and answer your basic question. The 7 would be fine for you.
What kind of insurance do you make? The phone that I lost is a lousy $30 flip phone. If I lose a $450 phone, I'm going to be very unhappy. So what do you buy for like insurance against something like that?
One of the things that I would recommend you do before you accept this deal is ask Comcast what they have for an insurance plan that would protect you in case of damage or theft. Different companies do different things. When I had my Haven phone, I bought through them, but I found there were problems with that. And over the years, I've gotten smarter about insurance plans, and I found one that offered the best protection, both in case something happened to my phone or if it got lost or stolen, et cetera, et cetera. Some allow you to get your cell phone outright immediately. Some, the company has to decide whether they're going to replace it. You have to wait for them. And those are things you should check with Comcast on.
And if it's an iPhone, check prices is what AppleCare would cost.
Like I said, you have to buy it through them because they want to make sure that you've got a good handset and it's brand new.
Right.
Understood, but that
still,
doesn't mean you have to buy the insurance
right.
through them.
Oh, yes.
But
okay.
Ask them and then ask AppleCare as the Apple people as well, Apple Verizon, could they insure if you got this particular phone, could they offer you insurance?
And how much
would it be?
And what do they cover?
There's some credit card out there that if you use it to pay your cell phone bill, they give you insurance. I can't think of the name of the card.
There's a couple of them that the Uber card, I think, offers that, but there's 2 or 3 other ones also.
I have an iPhone 8, which obviously has a home button on it, but if I need to use a phone that's newer than that, where can I find voiceover instructions to tell me what the modifications are?
I think Apple Viz has some newer stuff as well. I mean, if you go into the training center, it actually tells you what the differences are. I mean, it's not a whole lot if you're used to using the iPhone, for instance, to activate the home button, you kind of have to slide a finger up the bottom of the screen. It's really a matter of getting it just how fast and how far to slide your finger.
And you can use the side button for voiceover, I think.
You can use the side button, that's all the same. The only thing that's probably different is the shutting it off. You hold the power and the volume up at the same time. That puts you into the mode where you can shut the phone off.
I think the old power button, now if you hold it, you get Siri, is it?
Yes.
Is when iOS 13 comes out, anybody who has anything earlier than an iPhone 6S will not be able to upgrade to iOS 13. So if you've got an iPhone 6, you're sunk. If you've got anything later than like a 6S or an SE, you're okay.
13's coming out in the fall, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, that does remind me, like you want to find out how much internal storage for anything you might put on it.
And how much is enough?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So what takes up a lot of the memory is apps that use a lot of data. For instance, we talk about GPS with the mapping. Yeah. The maps take a lot of data. Things like if you have a podcast catcher, like I have Downcast on my phone, and that I have like 300 podcasts, so I automatically download, and that takes up a lot of space.
This is something you could have done on your laptop or your desktop computer. You're choosing to do it on the phone. My attitude is I only want to do the things on the phone that can only be done on the phone and nowhere else.
Until you actually start using the phone,
that's
then
right.
you're going to want to do everything.
Jeff, do you have a Wi-Fi at home now?
Yeah.
As long as you have Wi-Fi and you're at home, you can stream podcasts, you can stream, you know, movies. So you're not using up. If you did that, you wouldn't be using up space on your phone.
But if I'm at home, why am I not doing this on my desktop computer?
Well, you may be. I mean, so you may be the kind of person who, if you're going to kind of keep that rule as a hard and fast rule, then the only thing you're going to use your phone for would probably be making phone calls and...
Well, let me tell you the one thing that has held me back all these years. Most of you know that I win a lot of tickets on the radio. To do that, you have to be able to redial. The flip phone that I have now has physical buttons, and I can mash those buttons pretty fast. My impression is once I get the iPhone, I got to say, Siri, call WBZ. That slows me way down. Is there a faster way to do redial on an iPhone?
There actually is. In the phone app, there's a section there called VSense. And if you could just put your finger on the VSense you want, you could just keep tapping that.
You just sold me your phone.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's not apps in the App Store to actually do it even faster.
Probably all of us have desktops, and we still all have phones. So you'll find yourself doing more and more on that phone than you think you're going to.